Morning madhouse for breath, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse.
What the fuck wrong with Burpee? Is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
That's it right there. Pod 98 WPEG is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Clocking in for y'all one time. It's a Friday. That's right. It's a Friday inside the Madhouse. High today is going to be right in there, 92. Same as yesterday, man. About 72 degrees on your way out the house, man. We in the 90s all weekend long with it. With a 25% chance of rain every day this weekend all the way through next week. Pop-up showers in and around the area. So it's going to be the same thing today. 72 degrees. Your high is 92 with a 25% chance of pop-up showers in and around the area. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all, simply up to Miss Jessica, the girl named Doe.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm all right. Shout out to my man, comedian Burby. He's not here this morning. He is actually celebrating his anniversary. It's your anniversary. Shout out to him, man. Him and his wife celebrating 10 years together. So that's a big milestone. And I should have told him this yesterday, but you know, 10 years, you're supposed to upgrade the ring. So I hope he upgraded the ring. You know what I mean? So big dog, you got to go get your wife in a new ring, big dog. You gotta go straighten that out, alright? But yesterday, last night, man, the listening party of all listening parties. Y'all keep thinking Kanye West is crazy. That boy ain't crazy. The boy put this thing together in less than a week. He had the biggest listening party that I've ever seen in my life. He rented out Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the ATL. And just in case you don't know, you know what I mean? This is the stadium that the Atlanta Falcons play in. Talking about 80,000 people. The boy brought everybody in America to his listening party down in the ATL. They gave away tickets and he debuted his new album. Donda, I told y'all, Ye ain't playing with y'all. Y'all think Ye crazy. Ye ain't crazy. He know exactly what he be doing. Did you see this last night, Miss Jessica?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm. The boy brought out everybody. The album, you know, so the biggest thing about the album that everybody's talking about, that Jay-Z is actually on the track. And they say, you know, Kanye and Jay-Z, they fell out. They really hadn't did any music in a minute. So to hear Jay-Z on a song with Kanye, oh my God. I think it's on the title track, Donda. So, the album was supposed to drop last night at midnight, right?
Oh yeah, the album dropped and it's
on title.
That Jay-Z verse, he actually recorded at 4 p.m. yesterday. So he was still recording his album yesterday.
That's Kanye West for you. So did the album drop on time? Because I didn't see it.
I have to go look and see.
I didn't see it on Apple Music this morning.
Okay.
I was looking. I want to hear the album. But man, when you talk about parties of all parties, that's crazy. You rent out Mercedes-Benz Stadium, give away tickets, one of the biggest stadiums in the NFL. And how else, what else can the man do? The man rented out a whole stadium to do a listening party. Not a concert, but, you know, it's kind of genius because it's like, I'm giving you a concert of my new album, but it's really a listening party. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Kanye West does it again. I can't wait to hear his new album, Donda, out today. All right, today's inspiration, the power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. A friend described his grandmother as one of the greatest influences in his life. Throughout his adult years, He has kept her portrait next to his desk to remind himself of her unconditional love. He said, she helped me learn how to love. Well, not everyone has had a similar taste of human love, but through Christ, each of us can experience being well loved by God. The Bible says we love him because he first loved us. God's love is not a slow dripping faucet or a well we must dig for ourselves, but rather it is a rushing stream that flows from his heart to ours. Whatever your family background or experiences in life, you can draw from God's never-ending source to know his loving care for us and pass it on to others. Today, I want you to know that there is nothing more powerful than God's love. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Morning Madhouse. Power 98.
Come on, man. It's 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock right here in Charlotte, America. 71 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 92. It's going to be another hot one in Queen City in Charlotte, America. And yes, Charlotte, America, you know how we kick the show off. We kick it off with your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who. All right, so there is an epic prank war that is going on between Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon. It started with Nick Cannon sending Kevin Hart a llama for his birthday. And ended yesterday with Kevin Hart putting up a billboard or a couple of billboards in L.A. with Nick Cannon's phone number, his actual phone number on it, and telling people to call and give Nick Cannon fatherhood advice. So we want to know, what's the craziest thing that you've ever done to one of your friends?
Oh, man, first of all, I think we need to call this number and see if Nick answers later on in
the morning. He was answering yesterday, but he did end up turning the phone off, the number off.
Nah, Nick, you gotta wear that, bro. That was hilarious. He was like, man, Kevin got my phone going crazy. But, to answer the question, I've done so many crazy things to my friends. So let's see. One of my friends, when I was growing up, we used to go back and forth doing stuff to each other. Like one time I fell asleep and they put toothpaste all around my mouth and painted my face with toothpaste. They did it to me. So my get back was, I called Pizza Hut and I ordered like 35 pizzas to their house, and I watched the pizza man bring the pizzas to their house. So I did that one time. I gave one of my friends some toilet bowl water one time. They kept asking me for some cold water, so I went in the toilet bowl and I got a big red Coca-Cola cup, and I went in there and I dipped the toilet bowl water, and then I came.
That's disgusting.
Hey, well, stop asking me for water. Go to the store and get you a bottle of water. But yeah, so that's two of the craziest things I did to my friends. I ordered like 30 pizzas for one of my friends, and then another one of my friends I gave some toilet bowl water to drink.
I love doing pranks. I'm a prankster, and I did a couple of pranks with my former bosses. One of them, when she came back from maternity leave, I had her whole office full of balloons. Mm. So when she came in, she couldn't even get to her office. She was full of balloons. Shout out to Shantiqua. And also, my boss, Byron, we used to get him all the time. So I replaced all of the furniture in his office. I took everything out and replaced it with children's furniture. Mm. But it was set up like an office. So it was a little baby desk, two little baby chairs, and I put his computer on it. I did that. I hit a walkie-talkie in his office one time, and just random times throughout the day I would go, Byron! It freaked him out. I stopped pranking him when I put a note on his car. His tires kept coming up flat. Mm. For weeks, his tires kept coming up and flat. And so I put a note on his car that said, if you would just tell me who she is, I'll stop flattening your tires. Mm. And he walked outside and saw the note and put it in his pocket and just kept on going and never asked anybody about that. And I was like, oops. Oops, I never pranked him anymore. But yeah, just did a lot of pranks to him.
God rest his soul, mentor Nate Quick. I think we used to play pranks on Nate all the time. We steal his keys. Like Nate used to lay his keys down all the time in the studio. So we would take his keys. He couldn't find them at the work. He'd be looking for them.
Church Boy and I pranked Nate one time and told Nate that we were dating.
I remember that.
And
that was crazy.
Church Boy came in. He was like, oh, I think I love her. She's amazing. She's wonderful. And then I followed up and I came in and I was like, oh, he's such a dork. I don't even like him. And Nate was like, well, you should just continue to date him and see what it's like. Yeah, so.
Yeah, we play a lot of pranks here in the radio station, by the way. All right. How do we get in on this?
Hit us up on our Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica at I Am No Limit Larry, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hitty no cap.
All right, your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie is being brought to you by Lituations. You can join us this Friday for Ladies Night at Lituations with Vonetta and DJ Butterfingers as we broadcast live. Ladies in Heels are free before midnight. If you want VIP tables, call or text 984-355-0603. We lit every Friday at Lituations, 3133 East Independence Boulevard, power98fm.com has more details. Peacock is bringing a new competition series to TV based on the classic video game Frogger. Damon Wayans Jr. is set to host the new show, which will feature obstacle courses and challenges. The person who proves to be the best will be awarded $100,000 as the grand prize. No word on when it will premiere. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
Quickie.
You know, little Larry in the morning, Madhouse. It's a Friday inside the Madhouse. A Friday. How today? It's got to be right now 92, 71 degrees right now. Coming up inside the Madhouse, we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback. But right now, man, slide by our social media, by our Instagram pages. You can check me at I Am No Limit Larry.
At Hey Miss Jessica.
And answer that Madhouse question of the day.
We want to know what's the craziest thing that you have ever done to one of your friends.
Well, yeah, because and we got it from Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon about a couple of weeks ago. Nick Cannon sent Kevin Hart for his birthday. He sent him a llama. Kevin Hart was like, what the hell am I supposed to do with a llama? Well, yesterday, what did Kevin do to return the favor?
Kevin Hart posted a bunch of billboards around L.A., saying, call Nick Cannon and give him some fatherhood advice, and posted his real phone number. Yesterday, when I checked, the phone was off. It was disconnected. But Nick Cannon did hop on social media to show some video of people actually FaceTiming, calling him, texting him. The phone was just blowing up.
And
he was answering it.
Have you ever did that to one of your friends? Like, went to, you know how you go to a bathroom or something and have somebody's number written on there? Like, you know how you say,
oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, you, like, call this person or something.
In the stall or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ever did that to one of your friends?
No, but one of my friends is infamous for giving our numbers out, like, to guys.
Like, when they meet them?
Solicitor. Like, you know, you know how if you go and you sign up for something, they'll list our phone numbers instead of their phone numbers. So we'll get weird phone calls.
How do we get in on this one?
Leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780, or hit us up on our social media pages, Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry.
All right, coming up, we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback, and at 6:40, we're going to let y'all know what's popping for the weekend.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Okay. How today? The Queen City is going to be right near 92. We're going to be in the 90s all weekend long with slight chances of rain all weekend long. Today, about a 25%. Tomorrow, about a 30%. And then Sunday, about a 20% chance of rain. All 90s, all sunshine, all weekend long. Let's find out what's popping for the weekend, big dog.
Oh, my God. It's the weekend. Hands up for the weekend. It's 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 the weekend.
A lot of stuff popping off this weekend. Let me start you off tonight, man. It's going down at Lituations tonight. You know, Von Getta, DJ Butterfingers in there tonight, broadcasting live. Lituations, 3133 Eastern Independence Boulevard. Tomorrow, we got you covered with the block party. Noon until 2 is absolutely free. You can join Hot Boy Shaq, Lil John 4K, Roscoe Dash, Lil Pooty, and more. You know, we always have surprises. We got games. We got giveaways. We got free food being brought to you by Healthy Blue. So come through tomorrow, 12 into 2 at Red Crab Cafe in North Lake. All right. Also tomorrow from noon until 4, they got a free vaccination clinic. So if you want to get vaccinated tomorrow, you can do so absolutely free at 769 Wendover, 769 Wendover Street here in Charlotte, America from noon until 4. They got everything free out there as well. And they got the free vaccines. Okay. And Radio Ready is also tomorrow morning going down from 9 until 1 at the Kara Hefner Center, a.k.a. Kerry Court. So come out, enjoy the vibes out there. Got a lot of folks performing. Mary Mack hosted by myself. L. Smitty going to be in the building. Jackie Curry in the building. Kendall Fields. And my kid is going to be in the building, too, from Billion Dollar Baby Entertainment. All going down tomorrow. All right, Jess, what you got?
All right, so music-wise, Lil Nas X dropped his video and single for the song Industry, Baby. So you all can check out the song and the video for that. That one features Jack Harlow. Also, Young Blue dropped his brand new album. It's called Moon Boy. You all can pick that up. Everyone is still waiting for Kanye West. I was wrong earlier this morning. It is not dropped yet. It is not dropped yet. Fans are still waiting for that one, but it is scheduled to drop today. So Kanye West and his Donda album. And also, Rolling Loud is scheduled for this weekend.
Yeah, so
I know a
Miami.
Lot of people from this area are going to head on down to Rolling Loud. Last night, news broke that part of the stage had actually collapsed.
Mm.
But Rolling Loud did report that it wasn't the stage. What happened was a monitor or screen fell.
Mm.
But they are cleaning everything up, and they should have everything ready to go when doors open up for Rolling Loud. So y'all be safe out there.
The whole Billion Dollar Baby Entertainment performing on that thing. One Time for Rich Dunk, The Baby, Stunner for Vegas, everybody, Tootsie, everybody on that thing. Rolling Loud Miami. Woo!
I want to go to that. Yeah, I think I want to go check that out. I'm going to figure out a way to get down there before Monday.
All right, yeah, man. But shout out to that. Also, you know, a lot of folks like to go watch movies, so I got you covered on the movies, too. You know, Space Jam is still in theaters. Fast 9 is still in theaters. But new movies coming out today. Old. It's a movie called Old. And I don't know if you've seen this trailer, but the movie looks pretty good. Old is coming out today. The Comeback is also coming out today. And a lot of folks like the G.I. Joe series. Well, the next installment of the G.I. Joe series is out today as well. Snake Eyes. Now, I want to see this. I do want to see Snake Eyes. It's got mixed reviews, but I want to check it out. I don't never listen to them critics. I'm going to see it for myself. But that's what's popping for the weekend, baby.
Game came with the game.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:52, 10 a.m. on Power 98.
It's that time once again for another Power 98 block party. Presented by Healthy Blue. Queen City, stand up. We're taking it to the north side of Charlotte. On Saturday, July 24th, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Red Crab Seafood, 10224 Perimeter Parkway. Come hang out with your favorite Power 98 personalities. Game, fun, fitness, something for the entire family. Performing live, Young Pooh.
I mean, chickens and grits. I need a big booty chick. At the Trump pop light, blood, we forever tipping.
Special guest, Roscoe Dash.
R-O-S-E-O, we Mr. Shouty, put it on. Please, I be going.
Also straight from the foe, Queen City's own Hot Boy Lil Shaq.
We ain't ducking for the smoke, but he outside.
He ain't got no bag, he ain't talking about nothing. He be mad, you too funny, he really that. That boy ain't nothing.
Lil John 4K.
I wanna make you feel something different.
Elevator J.
Babe, what up, babe?
North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services will be on site administering free COVID vaccines in their mobile. They're helping us with the Bringing Summer Back campaign so we can return back safely to the people, places, and activities we love. It's the Power 98 Block Party. Saturday, July 24th from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Red Crab Seafood, 10224 Perimeter Parkway. Presented by Healthy Blue and Shark.
Charlotte's number one plug for hip hop and R&B. Power 98.
Yes, sir. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 7:05, 5 minutes out to 7 o'clock. We about to let y'all shine. We about to spread the positivity in a negative world. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here, boss. You know we gotta shine, big flossin'. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98.
Hello?
Good morning. Who you trying to shine?
Oh, I let my friend Lisa Cook shine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Austin Shine, Ab Shine, and I'm a fan. Anthony Shine, and I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Brester Shine, Brester Miller Shine, and then my fan Jonathan Shine, and I'm a fan. Tish David Shine.
Oh, you got some new shines today, huh, Ahmad?
Jessica.
Huh?
Yo, what up, Ahmad?
Come in, Chris.
What you want to hear, Ahmad?
You play that song, to Trio Travis, out of Inquiry, and to B Notes.
Okay.
And to Shondell, and to
Ahmad.
Shut up, Stan, in Inquiry.
Ahmad. When somebody call your name, you're supposed to say, huh? Ahmad. He had a lot of good shots the first time.
Ahmad.
Ahmad, I'm listening. What song did you want to hear again?
I want to be our cast, go baby.
Oh, you want to hear Thot Baby? Ahmad nasty on the low, Jessica.
He is. I know he is. He's a little freaky.
Hey,
Ahmad, you freaky over there?
Number nine.
Huh, Ahmad? Ahmad.
Can I say something for a minute, please?
Go ahead. What you want to say?
Can you get your strategy and shut up for me on the radio?
Ahmad, I got a question for you.
What?
What you doing this weekend?
I listen to the weekend came back with Jessica, the guy, let's go.
I love it. I love it. Thank you for listening, Ahmad.
Ahmad, crazy, man. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Who you want to let shine today, big dog?
Hey, I'm letting me and my wife shine. Today is our 10th anniversary, man. We done made 10 years in this time.
Happy 10th anniversary to you and your wife. And I got a quick shine, man. I got to get a big, big shine out to this young man, Caleb Farley of Newton. Played football in the biggest little football town in America, in Maiden. He is a cornerback with the Tennessee Titans. Caleb Farley, what's up, big dog? They say he ran one of the fastest times at the combine. Boy, they say that boy been going up in camp. Shout out to Caleb Farley, big dog. I didn't know. You know, because a lot of time we get some of the football up there, but we don't get it covered like they do here in Charlotte. But Caleb, I see you. Shout out to you, your family, and everybody, man. Do your thing. Represent Charlotte, America. When we say Charlotte, America, that includes Charlotte and everybody that can hit his station. Charlotte, America. Caleb, do your thing, boy. Go on and shine out there. And Caleb, you know, I do like the Tennessee Titan colors, you know, that Carolina blue mixed with that navy blue. Let me get one of them jerseys or something. I bet out.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his No cap.
Coming up, I got your nosy neighbor news. We're talking about Kanye West's listening party that took place last night and what he did for some HBCU students. I'm going to let you know about that. Speaking of Kanye West, you know Jay-Z is featured on the album, and Jay-Z and Beyonce, they had a tough day yesterday. I'm going to let you know what happened with them. And Lil Uzi Vert, he is making a big purchase. What is he buying?
A pet tiger.
I think
Lil Uzi Vert gonna buy himself a pet tiger. He trying to be like NBA Youngboy.
All right, we'll find out what it is coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I wanna know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, July 23rd. One of the biggest events of the year took place last night. Kanye West presents a Donda listening event. Thousands of fans packed the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta to listen to Kanye's new album. He set aside over 5,000 tickets for HBCU students, faculty, and staff. Now, at the time of the event, features for the album were still being recorded, and word is Jay-Z recorded his verse for the album at 4 p.m. yesterday. Donda is supposed to feature Pusha T, Lil Baby, Travis Scott, Future, Lil Durk, Jeremiah, and more.
But the album gonna be fire! Fist grease! Smoke in the city. Okay, just do it.
All right. Fredo Bang was arrested in Miami on a fugitive warrant from Baton Rouge. The rapper was scheduled to perform at Rolling Loud this weekend, but was booked at Miami-Dade County Jail. A day before his arrest, his fellow Top Boy Gorilla Group member, Lil Yoshi, was also arrested on a fugitive warrant. So we'll keep our eye on that story.
Hey, Fredo.
One of Beyonce and Jay-Z's mansions caught on fire yesterday. It was in New Orleans, and their fire department says that it took over 22 firefighters and over 2 hours to put out the flames. The incident is being classified as a one-alarm fire, and there is no word on what cost is the damages. There were no injuries to be reported and no word on what caused the actual fire. We're glad that everyone is safe. It looks like Lil Uzi Vert is planning on buying a planet. Okay.
What?
A planet. And word is, it's about...
I'm sick of these little boys.
It's a little bit bigger than Jupiter. Word is, Uzi has already filed the paperwork on this purchase, and it's almost complete. After the rapper's friend hopped on social media to reveal the purchase, Uzi responded by tweeting, "I tried to surprise everyone, still working on it."
So what you supposed to do with this damn planet? It ain't like you can go live there. I mean, I know these billionaires up there flying to space and stuff like that. But look, Uzi Vert. Come on, Jessica. Now, what the hell are you going to do with a damn planet? Goodbye. Mm-hmm.
Billboard magazine has named the Neptunes the greatest hip-hop producers of the 21st century. While the duo is getting props for their work in the past, the Neptunes are still working hard today. Three of the songs on Pop Smoke's latest album, Faith, were produced by the Neptunes.
I agree with that.
Happy birthday to Marlon Wayans and Michelle Williams. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98.
All right. Y'all know what time it is. It is time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
Mad.
I'm mad.
Mad. First off, y'all know what time it is, man. It's almost back to school time. So if you need some cash for back to school, make sure you go by our website, power98fm.com, for your chance to win $1,500 in our back to school national contest. We're trying to make sure you and your family is ready for back to school this year. So go ahead and stop by our website, power98fm.com. All right, I told y'all today's Larry Mad is coming out of Philly, the city of brotherly love, the city of stupidity. How about that? The city of stupidity. From the Philadelphia Police Department, not from the citizens, but from the Philly Police Department. The PPD. How about that? All right. So listen. So, incident happened March 23rd of a young man. He was sitting, in a restaurant parking lot. All of a sudden, boom, police swoop in out of nowhere. They start asking the man for identification and he wondered like, what's going on? You know how it is. They run up on you. They want identification. They want to know who you is. And you like, nah, officers, tell me why y'all want to know who I am. So they went back and forth, the officers and the young man. And then he's sitting in the car and they try to snatch the door open. As they went to snatch the door open, the young man took out his phone and he started to record the actions of the police. As you should, if you feel like you're being wrong, record the actions of the police, which is not illegal. This is a completely legal action. During the melee, his phone was knocked out of his hand and fell down in his car. They finally snatched him out the vehicle. And then this is where it got a little stupid and a little tricky. All right. So the officer Tyree Burnett took the man's phone, laid it down on the hood and went through the man's phone violation. And he scrolled through the man's phone without, you know, telling him anything. He just took the phone, went through it and deleted the video. He deleted the video in the man's phone violation of him recording the police and their interaction. Here's the reason this is, I mean, that's already stupid, but here's the reason that it's more stupid. Officer Tyree Burnett, did you know that you had on a body cam? You can't erase that footage. Your body cam was recording you the whole time. Your body cam captured everything that was going on. Your body cam footage was being reported back to the police department anyway. So it didn't matter if you deleted this young man's video. You already had your body cam and your other officers had their body cams on. Stupid ass officer. Yeah. So Tyree Burnett has now been arrested by the Philadelphia Police Department for violating police policies. I have to applaud them for that. But Tyree Burnett, Mr. Officer, thank you for being stupid and taking your ass to jail. How about that? How about that? And we know that this happens a lot, but just know that this is a violation of your rights. In this particular case, this officer got caught and his ass is locked up. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Sometimes these Larry Mads make me smile in the end. Larry! Block party gonna be like that, boy. It's gonna be like that. Yeah! Lil Jon 4K, Hot Boy Shaq, Elevator J, all representing Charlotte America, Roscoe Dash, Lil Pootie, man. This thing about to be crazy. Red Crab, tomorrow it is going down noon to 2. All I can tell you is get there early. We got prizes. We got games. Everybody stepping on the Healthy Blue stage. You know Healthy Blue is gonna be out there. They got giveaways. And yeah. It's all going down tomorrow, man. Noon to 2. Nobody's doing it like this. Giving it to you absolutely free. Red Crab, 10224 Perimeter Parkway, which is right across from North Lake Mall, right on the side where Best Buy is. Come and join us tomorrow. Woo, boy, let's get it. Y'all know Burpee ain't here today. You know, usually on Friday, he be firing them shots. He let me and Josh get a gun.
They shooting. Oh, shots fired. Shots fired. Fire ass up like a Glock 9. Like a Glock 9. Hey, Burpee feel a type of way? Yeah. We putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day.
You big dummy. They shooting.
Straight out the booth. Ooh. Bring that ass here. Yeah. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. Bow. The ignis is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots
boom,
fired.
Boom.
Just get my first shot today. I'm fine. All right, Burpee left me the gun. He's out there on his anniversary day. He forgot about, but I ain't gonna tell nobody else. You know what I mean? Burpee is out there celebrating his 10th anniversary. Mm. Salute to him and his wife. You know what I mean? Do your thing, big dog. Don't worry, I got you. My first shot I'm going to fire today, Lil Uzi damn Vert. Jessica, you reported in the Nosy Neighbor News that Lil Uzi Vert did what?
He is in the process of buying a planet.
Lil Uzi Vert, ain't this the same dude that got that diamond in the middle of the forehead?
He is.
This little boy is something wrong with him. I ain't going to call him weird. I ain't going to call him dumb. I'm just going to say it's something wrong with him. Grandmama would say the little boy's a little touch. Put him in the back room and don't even say nothing else to him. Boy, you going to buy a planet that you can't even see, you can't even go to? You is in the words of Fred G. Savage. Yeah, I threw it all the way back there. Fred G. Savage, you is a big dummy. Shots fired!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom!
Shots fired!
Also, I gotta fire some shots today at this man. Oh, what city was this? I forgot what city it was in. But this young man, 24 years old, he took his pregnant 12-year-old girlfriend to the hospital that had a baby. He thought it was okay. He thought it was going to be good. He went in there. She had the baby. They found out she was 12. He came back to the hospital, and he got arrested. And he looking like, why y'all arresting me? Sir, you're 24. She's 12. It's a lot wrong here, sir. Like, you think this is okay? You done gave this little girl a baby, took her to the hospital, and you think you was just going to walk back out of there? Boy, they locked him up so fast. Shots fired, you dumb little nasty little man.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Last but not least, I got to fire one more shot. Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon. Come on, man. I love the pranks. But Kevin, you going to put that man's whole phone number on a billboard and have people call that man's phone to the point where that man had to get his number changed? Everybody was calling that man number. You know, the last person that did something like this where they gave their phone number out, I think was who? Mike Jones. Hit me up on the load, 281-330-8704, something like that. I think Mike Jones was the last person to do that. Kevin, yeah, I know that Nick sent you a llama for your birthday, but you ain't got to do this to the man. You ain't got to put the man phone number on a billboard. Ooh, that's dirty. I think if it was me, Kevin, We might have to swap it out. We might have to fight. You know, sometimes your friends do something and they go too far. This is the equivalent, Jessica, of somebody trying to put their feet on you. Shots fired! Mm.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom!
Shots fired!
Get the gun out of my hand. I don't want to shoot no more.
And those for Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy. Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Well, we are getting another reboot after 15 years. VH1 is bringing back their hit show, The Surreal Life. The revival will feature August Alsina, Dennis Rodman, Tamar Braxton, and more. Now, if you don't remember the show, this show follows celebrities that live together and participate in group activities. The original show ran for 2 seasons on the WB before moving to VH1 for 4 seasons. If you go to our website, power98fm.com, you can find out who else is going to be on this season and see pictures from previous seasons, like Vanilla Ice, MC Hammer. They all were on the show. You can check out those pictures on our website, power98fm.com.
Hold on, Jessica. Hold on, because I meant to put this one on Shots Fired, too. You said August Alsina's in it?
Yes.
And Tamar Braxton?
Yes.
Ain't Tamar Braxton single now?
Which, single?
Yeah. And she don't date that dude no more. She's already divorced Vince, so she's single. She's going to be living in the same house with August Alsina?
I think so. Yeah.
Do they know what August did to Jada Pinkett? I can see this happening on The Surreal Life. I can see some entanglements happening on The Surreal Life. You here, I'm here. Let's get it. Okay. I was just checking.
I'm Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
Pi98WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, riding rich late at night right there. If you vibing with Nolan Malaria in the morning, man of the house, boy, you heard that mix this morning. We're getting you ready for the block party, and they done stepped up in the building with us. Lil Jon 4K, what's up? What's happening?
What's up, man?
Hot Boy Shaq, what's up? What's happening?
What it do, my boy?
Man, y'all got to be elated and ready for this block party tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
We outside.
So let me ask you, Shaq, because you got, man, like this outside song has been crazy for about the last two and a half years.
Yeah.
And for me, I've seen other people try to do it, try to take it, like, you know, New York tried to get it, Dallas tried to get it, and I was like, nah, that's my boy Shaq song. Y'all gotta stop. What was going through your head when you saw other folk doing your song?
Oh, they jocking. they taking, because I had my song like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now everybody just starting to say it like that, like 2021, at the end of 2020, like they wasn't never on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they try to overshadow the ones that's coming up, but it's all right. Yeah.
You had it for about 2 years.
Yeah.
It was way before the pandemic.
Before the pandemic.
And then when the pandemic hit, and then everybody was like, oh, we got to get back outside. We got to get back. Were you like, all right, yeah.
It was time to turn it back up. That's when it started getting played more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like all the clubs was playing it. Everybody was playing it. Y'all started playing it for me. So it was really back turned again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We outside. We definitely going to be outside tomorrow at our block party at Red Crab in North Lake. Can't wait tomorrow. Lil Jon 4K. Now, you got one of the hottest sounds out right now.
Ooh. Thank you.
I came to the listening part, and I got the same, and I was like, well, damn. Like, this album is very well put together. It's very personal. Like, how did you sit down and put that together?
Shoot, honestly, it was a team effort. I had just been recording music over like the past probably like 6 months before that.
Mm-hmm.
Just recording. I knew that I was preparing for an album, but I didn't know like what kind or how I was gonna put it together yet. So I was just making music. And once we sat down as a team, we just decided, you know, these songs fit with these, and we just assorted it the way we had to.
Mm-hmm.
It went from there.
Now, you send a lot of love to a very, very special person.
Yeah.
I believe it's Mikey.
Yes, long live Mikey, man, my brother. I'm smiling ear to ear right now because I know he probably like, girl.
Straight up.
That's really dope that you send that kind of love and represent for him.
For sure. It's a Boogie's world.
Female rappers in the game, man. I got to say, the females are running the game right now. Lil Jon, where do you fit in on that?
Shoot, I mean, we finna take over. Like,
y'all done took over.
Honestly, like it's our time. They tried to, you know, we can't curse. Can
no. Please don't. I want to come to work on Monday. I'm going to be signing the social currency.
Right.
Give me a tax, boy.
Nah, Carter, get a chain ready.
I need seven figures.
I had to make sure, okay. They tried to stunt on us, though, for a long time. But, you know, Young and May, she broke her way through the door. And then, you know, you got all the greats. But, like, people like Da Brat and them back then, Missy Elliott, like, they really are legends, but in some eyes, you know, they still looked at as regular and stuff like that, but we're going to change that, I'm telling you, this year.
Let me ask you both this. You two and the whole social currency crew is like family, and you really, really just get those vibes, not even knowing you all, just seeing you all interact on your social media pages and seeing your pictures and things like that. For you two specifically, what is it like for you all to be on that same label and working together?
Uh-huh.
And doing shows like the block party together.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah, we love moving around with each other. The same vibe. We all be turned up together.
Shaq like my funny looking big brother. You know? He like the funny looking sibling.
Me and
that
John
you love
argue
the most.
Every day.
Yeah, we argue
but
every day.
But when it's time to work, we gonna work. We feel me? Together. Sure. Like, if I'm slacking, she gonna get on me. If she slacking, hey, get right. Look,
yeah. It's like for real. If it's whack, we gonna
it's just
tell
family
you,
time.
Nah, do something different. Like, that's how it go though. Like,
that's
big shouts out to the execs though.
Exactly.
They make sure we stay tied and tapped in for sure.
That's good.
One thing about it, I've seen both of you like put the work in. You know, people talk about putting the work in and being an artist. Let me ask both of you, like, now that you finally catapulting and you're going up right now, like, what has been different about the game that you didn't know before that you've learned now? Like, cause a lot of people think, well, I get a song out, I get it on the radio, I'm good, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So what have you learned about the game now? That you all the way in it, you got your feet in it, and you're walking in it.
Man, look, radio, it's major, but it's like, shoot, that you still ain't on.
Yeah,
I'm talking about you still far from on. Like, you'd be surprised that really anybody can make it to the radio, you know, like, anybody. If you know the business of it, like, anybody could be on the radio. Now, to keep getting spun all the time, and I've spent, dang, I done sound crazy. Cause I don't
get
know
those spins. Get the spins. Get the spins.
Okay, yeah, to get the spins, though, you know, it's got to be a popularity type of thing. It's got to be, you know, what the majority wants. So in order for majority of people to know you and to want to hear your song, you know, they got to see you working. Like, that's just respect, though.
Yeah, you got to, like, really be dedicated for people to believe in you. Like, they ain't going to believe in you until you believe in yourself, you feel me? So, like, I don't care if it's 10 people in the crowd or whatever it is. You got to show them 10 people you a star.
Yeah,
you feel me? Because everything matters. Like, you can't miss nothing in this.
Yeah.
You can't miss nothing. So it's either go hard or go home. You feel me?
It's mandatory.
One thing my mentor, Nate Quickie, used to always tell me, bro, it don't matter if it's 1 or 1 million out there.
Exactly.
When you go out there like, you know, like it's your last time hosting, it's your last time doing your job. You put on every single time. It doesn't matter who's out there. You go out there and do you. Every single time, because somebody, whether they paid you or not, is what you love to do. So go do what you love.
Do it. Right. And it's practice. Like, you feel me?
Right.
Even might not be that much people, that could be your practice for the next big event.
Mm-hmm. Could be God testing you.
Yeah.
That's
what you really want to do.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Lil Jon 4K, let me ask you, what is your favorite song by Hot Boy Shaq?
Intro.
And
but he won't perform it. I'm telling y'all.
That's on the album?
Yeah, Don Donna.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Don Donna. I'm telling y'all.
Okay.
That's a different kind of set. But he got Ain't Been the Same finna drop though,
so.
Rich Homie Corn, that's the one. Yeah, I see you going ape on
Let me ask you, same question. What's your favorite song?
By Lil Jon?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I be jamming. I ain't gonna lie, like her stuff, I be feel like she be talking about my life. So I like Stressing. I like Let's Get Comfortable. Like I like all that. You feel me? That is just a vibe. She make the vibe music for us. Like it be cool with the gangster music all the time. But I like I'm getting older, so I like to ride. I like to ride to like chill music sometimes. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like
time to bring the soul back.
Yeah, I listen to everybody music. Like for real.
All right, block party, we getting ready for it tomorrow. Lil Jon 4K, Hot Boy Shaq in the building. We got more when we come back.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Morning Madhouse.
Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart?
Yeah, we got in the building this morning, man. We got Lil Jon 4K. We got Hot Boy Shaq from the city. We got Spotty Oda that slid in the building. What's up, Spot?
Yeah.
Social Currency Enterprises all the way here. They gonna play Black Smart today.
Oh, man.
As a team, we gonna help y'all out. We gonna let y'all play as a team. How about that?
Get it.
All right, so this is how it goes. We're going to give you 3 questions. If you get 2 of the 3 questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you don't, we taking all y'all hood black card.
Oh man. Lil
Jon lights her what's them joints called? The Slim Jim's on fire before she eat them, so she already graduated.
Okay, hold on. Respectfully to all my listeners, right now, go get you a Slim Jim, get the mouth kind. Take you a lighter. Put the lighter to the Slim Jim.
Right,
I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. You're going to be eating Slim Jims for the next 7 days straight.
No, I tried it. It was good. It was toasted.
See?
I wanted some bread with it.
I've heard of people doing that.
I'm
telling you, it's good. Try it.
Bro, I eat my noodles with Cheez-Its in it.
That's too far gone.
So this is how it works. We're going to give y'all 2 categories. You get to pick from the category that you want. Jessica, what category you got?
Fake HBCUs from movies.
And mine is in the movie. All right, we're going to give y'all a chance to think about
that. How was Shaq face look like? What's going on?
Hey, Shaq, bro.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, you is funny,
be
man.
Lost, man. You know, anything with movie, we got it, man.
Yeah, okay. Send
right, movie time, social send currency them combination.
S-E-E.
All right, we're going to find out. We come back, man. It's Drake West next. Don't live in the boy, the bad house.
Definitely need y'all help.
We are live and lit with it. We about to get it in. We on Black Smart. We got the celebrity edition today. We got Sport in the building. We got Lil Jon 4K. We got Hot Boy Shaq. This is the social currency edition. So we're going to find out if social currency is Black Smart. We're going to let y'all play. We're going to bend the rules a little bit today. We're going to let y'all play as a team.
They got lives on talking about, yeah. So we need your help on
no,
lives.
Why you got to do it like that?
Get on that live. Get on Shaq live and get on Lil Jon live. So, this is the biggest label in the world, so you can't lose this.
Right.
Our reputation
come help,
on the
come
line.
Help.
So, our reputation so we got two categories today. Jessica, what's your category?
Fake HBCUs featured in television shows and movies.
And mine is in the movie. So, like I said, we're gonna break the rules a little bit today. Y'all get to play as a team. But y'all also got to pick a question from each category. So, y'all can start with Jessica's category. Go ahead, Jessica.
Y'all ready?
Ready.
All right. Mission College was featured in what movie? What black movie?
Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible. He went to mission, then he graduated, then the mission was possible.
I
said
a black movie. I said a black movie.
Oh, y'all ain't see. They both were there. And that one ended in the black movie.
College.
Mission College was featured in this black movie.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's where they went.
I don't know nothing about it.
Everybody went.
Acting like you're in the interrogation room. I wasn't. No, I ain't seen it.
Okay, I might give Hot Boy Shaq and Lil Jon 4K a pass. But Sport, I'm very disappointed in you.
Was it do the right thing?
No.
School days
school
before
days.
That, yeah.
School days.
You don't
need more
to give
him.
That's supposed to
go. No. Man, we need Tui on the mic.
Wish
we need
Tui
on the mic.
Tui
got
you've
never
answer.
Seen school days.
You got to eat young.
But, but there's certain classic movies that you got to see.
I agree. Sport.
And we have the Ish movie master in here.
Come on,
but Schmovie only applies to movies that came from 92 and up. Menace to Society, Boys in the Hood. Movie don't apply to like lean on me getting there too, but that's it.
But listen though, that's a black classic.
It is.
A black classic.
Granny and them ain't tell me.
Y'all cannot make it a black classic. Y'all can't.
No, we not making it.
That's a black classic.
That is a classic.
Let me tell y'all something. Sport. Now this is something you need to do. You need to get your team together and do a black classic movie night and show at least three black classics to
there's like so School Days, The Color Purple, The Wiz. Those are classic movies that every black person should watch.
What was the third one you said?
The Wiz.
Oh, true.
Yeah, The Wiz. Yeah.
The Color Purple. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boys in the Hood.
I know Color Purple.
Boys in the Hood. Okay.
Brewster's Place.
Come on. You got to watch that.
Stuff like that. You got to see these.
And School Days.
Friday. Yeah, all of them.
All of them.
Friday, his favorite movie. He done said that three times. Friday.
Friday. Black classic.
So y'all missed that one. So y'all got two more chances.
Y'all got to get these two correct, or we can pay.
Oh, y'all ain't say it was three strikes and now.
Yeah. Well, actually,
so
if you
I feel
don't
like we should get one more because we ain't know the rules.
You get three.
You get three.
You got to get two out of three.
You got to get two out of three.
Social currency takeover.
So y'all ready? So here's my question.
I'm doing drops.
In the movie, the new Superfly remake starring Trevor Jackson, Trevor Jackson and what rapper?
I actually saw this 21, movie with Sport.
No.
21 Savage.
Uh-huh.
You got it.
That was easy. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, Shaq.
He got it.
Yeah,
let's go.
Y'all,
we got
it.
It's the last one now.
This the last one.
Lil Jon got to
answer this one.
Okay, so I'm gonna give y'all a choice. Y'all want to roll with my category or y'all want to go with Jessica's category?
I say roll with Larry. Jessica looks smart.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Larry.
Jessica wrote her questions down. Larry just making them up.
Question, right?
I
always write my questions down.
Jessica got a computer. You know okay. Hers is hard.
No, they not. Right. They not hard.
The real estate question.
He had it. Yeah,
that's Big Tweet though. That's he's gonna have an answer.
Man, Tweet went look that up, man.
Go ahead, give Google. Me a fucking question.
All right,
y'all ready? Oh, y'all want my question?
Let's get it.
In the movie,
it should be called In the Schmovie.
In the Schmovie, he got game. In the movie,
you got the Lincoln shirt too. You got the Lincoln shirt. Let's go.
Let's play it one time. In the movie, he got game. Starred NBA player Ray Allen. And what famous actor as his father?
Oh my goodness!
It was his daddy, Little John.
Oh my goodness!
Little John don't even know. Smart got to tell him.
No, I told him stay focused. I said stay focused, man, because it's all the marbles.
Yeah.
His name was Jake.
I am giving Lil Jon 4K the judgy eye right now. I am.
Skill of the man, it's the will of the man.
Stop.
What he tell me?
Y'all ain't skill of the man, it's the will of the man.
I ain't no movie nerd. I can barely remember what I was wearing today. I can't remember what I'm moving.
She knew that.
Hey, man.
She knew that.
Since
social currency, we know movies, music,
we know
festivals.
Yeah.
Cook. We light up Slim Jims.
Since social currency was Black Smart today, the next caller through, first caller through right now, if you could tell me what two artists we got in the building on social currency, I'm going to hook you up with tickets to the Millennium Tour. Straight like that. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Social currency live inside the Madhouse. We got Lil Jon 4K. We got Hot Boy Shaq Sport in the building with him. Social currency enterprises in here representing. Get ready for our block party tomorrow. That was Black Smart this morning. So somebody trying to get the tickets. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? Who this here?
Robin.
What's up, Robin? Now, social currency was Black Smart today. If you can name me the two artists we got in the building from Social Currency Enterprises, you going to see the Millennium Tour.
Make us feel different, Rob.
All right, look, Hot Boy Shaq and Lil Jon 4K.
Yeah, Robin.
Tour, Bow Wow's in that thing, Omarion, Yin Yang Twins, Soulja Boy, and more. October the 17th at the Spectrum Center going down, courtesy of West Station, baby.
WPG Power 98.
Not living Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what's going down tomorrow. It's the Power 98 block party. Gonna be crazy out there. You know, we at the Red Crab in North Lake, 10224 Perimeter Parkway. Everybody's gonna be jumping on the Healthy Blue North Carolina stage, including these two people, Hot Boy Shaq, along with Lil Jon 4K. They gonna be on the stage tomorrow doing their thing.
Shoot some music.
How does it feel to be performing at the crib?
Charlotte?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it, because, I mean, everybody know my song from word, but I think it's time for me to, get up out of the... Go to other states and do it now. You feel me?
You ready to go global?
I'm ready to go global.
Man, I'm here and I'm going to rock with y'all right here while I'm mad. We're going to think about that later. You hear me? I'm happy. You hear me?
What y'all think it's going to be like tomorrow?
Oh, it's going to be turnt.
It's going to be turnt. The kids going to be there. See, oh, yeah. I love when the kids be there. I'm telling you, your song could be trash, but them kids, they going to bop to it. So
they
going to
show love. They going to show the most love. And they going to dance.
Lil Jon 4K, you got a song called Different, man. Tell us about this song.
A Rico Love collab. Shout out to bro. And he really, really, you're right. Turn the Lights On.
Turn the Lights On.
He really looked out with that record. Also, Don Corleone. Definitely shout out to them. But that was that was like just a love record. Mm-hmm. As soon as I walked in the studio, it was like he was already arranging the beat around and stuff like that, and we started going a cappella together, and it just
went. She being humble, man. He tested the great Rico Love.
Yeah.
That worked with Usher.
Beyonce.
There goes my baby. He wrote all of those. Yeah. Bro, for Beyonce, when she walked in the studio, he had something going. He was trying to test her to see if she could meet that level of music.
Mm-hmm. Nah, he said that, though.
Come on, she Kobe'd it.
He said he was trying to test
she
to Kobe'd see, it. You know, what wow. You know, God's plan. So wow.
She murdered it.
And you know, I speak
and
to
all his respect.
I speak to Rico often, and he often talks about, you know, you and that record. And he's like, yo, man, that's the one. Rico, that's the one right there. That's the one.
Sure. I mean,
so let's hit that, man. Lil Jon 4K, Rico Love, Different. It's the plug. It's Pod 88.
Make you feel something different. I wanna make you feel something different. No reason you should deny. Might as well try. Don't know what you're missing. Make you feel something different.
Turning lights on.
Say she never kissed a girl before. I find that hard to believe. What you lying for? I can tell you if those lips ain't made for no man. Let's link and change up those plans. This love's so good, the kind you can't ignore. You might feel like spending the night. You might feel like spending a week. Acting like you never been with a freak. From your head to your feet. Use my tongue and tease a bit with my teeth. Back it up and put your on repeat. For the streets, nah, never you, you for me. I'm tryna forever you, I don't do that usually. Put you on a pedestal, you deserve some jewelry. You should be proud of yourself for choosing. Make you feel something different. I wanna make you feel something different. No reason you should deny. Might as well try. Don't know what you're missing. Make you feel something different.
Turning lights on.
I'm trying to do all the things that you never did before. Take you to places that you never ever seen and more. I know you adore me and I adore you, so let's just become one. Girl, I'm trying to show you some. Said I'm trying to show you something. Can be anything that we would want to be, and we can do whatever we want. I know I'm not the only one trying to be the only one, but girl, I wanna be the one that you trust. It's your presence that give me a rush, and to please your body is a must. Ooh, make you feel something different. I wanna make you feel something different. No reason you should deny. Might as well try. Don't know what you're missing. Make you feel something different.
Turning lights on.
I can make you feel. 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 I can make you feel.
Straight up out of Charlotte, Lil Jon 4K right now with that something different. Featuring Rico Love.
We back on
here.
Yeah. You know, I think people hear records sometime and they don't even realize this straight up out the city, man. Like, I've heard, like, I've been in places and heard your record and they be like, hey, who that artist, where they from? Straight up out of Charlotte, man. Dope record right there. Lil Jon 4K, who's performing live at our block party tomorrow at Red Crab at 10-224 Perimeter Parkway, which is right across from North Lake on the side where Best Buy is. So come out to Red Crab tomorrow, noon to 2. You can see that perform live. Also in the building, got my boy, Hot Boy Shaq.
Hot Boy. Yeah.
Performing live tomorrow as well. Before we get to your song, Shaq, our Madhouse question of the day. What was we talking about today, Ms. Jessica?
We were talking about the prank, this prank war that's going on between Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon. Yes, so it started off with Nick Cannon sending Kevin Hart a llama for his birthday.
Yeah, I seen that.
That is and hilarious. Now we are back, and Kevin Hart has retaliated, and he posted Nick Cannon's phone number on billboards.
Everybody below
that's all around. Shaq. They've been calling him. I'm telling you, that's a me and Shaq type of stuff.
So if you all have missed any of these videos or these pictures, it's up on our website, power98fm.com.
So I wanted to ask y'all, because I know this guy to the left of me, Sport, is a big prankster. I know he plays jokes all the time. He does it with his crew with PME and all them boys. I've seen him do stuff to people. But with y'all, like, what's the craziest prank y'all played on each other or one of y'all, or like you did to somebody or somebody did to you?
Dang. Nah, well, I have been like in social currency or anybody.
Just anybody. Just be one of y'all.
I was playing with this girl. She had made me mad, right? So look, I ain't never think a lighter would like really get that close to her hair. So I put the light on top of her head, and her hair just. You feel me? And I was scared. I thought I'm going to jail for murder. I ain't know how to stop it. I threw a whole bunch of water on it. Was like, man, I'm sorry. I ain't know. Cause I thought she was gonna burn it down. It really went up in flames.
Look, now drop hot boy right now. Now drop hot boy right now. This is it. We going straight into. Have you to cut somebody's head on fire? Hot boy too.
Bro, I swear, her whole she about crying.
What did you think was gonna happen?
Yeah, Jack. I was young, so I ain't know. I'm thinking it was just gonna flick and not touch your hair. You feel me? But that thing lit on there like a match. I'm talking about. She was cooked. She was literally
she
cooked.
She probably still got a ball spot.
What? Man, I poured so much water on her head, man. I know she hate me to this day.
Oh, boy. Lil John, what about you?
Shoot, I don't know. I don't know.
You don't be playing around.
Man, this girl plays around the most. I don't want to hear none of that. Keep it high.
Not the most.
What she be doing, Shaq?
Nah, I just be having to. Man, look, social currency, they be trying me. I don't know if it's because it's the little in front of my name or what, but yeah. They be trying me, and then, you know, it's all dudes. It's just me, Kia, and Taco. So we really be having to stick together and really, you know, come and get them because they be trying it.
What they do to you or what you did to them?
They do everything. They walk in the studio, smack me across the head like, bro, what type of time you on, bro? So when I see them, I just be aggressive first. I might just square up. Come on, what's up? What we doing today?
Sport, I got to ask you because you are a hell of a prankster. I know this for a fact.
Yeah.
What's the craziest prank you did to somebody or somebody did?
Came an hour late to the interview.
I was about to say, my prank happened today. I tried to tell these two artists. To be here at 8:30 because it wasn't supposed to start till 9:00.
Yeah.
But they on time.
They was already here.
At 8:27, I hear Little John and Shaq on the radio. So, you know, I try to blend the pranks into business, but it backfired today. But yeah. I mean, they focused though. Like, honestly, I ain't do nothing but smile when I heard them on the radio. Yeah. Because getting upstairs, you know this, getting upstairs, I said, I when I got here, I'm an alumni upstairs. Of the station. I said, send somebody down here, ain't nobody come. I had to sneak my way up. I had gotten the elevator behind somebody, shoot through the door.
We ain't got up in there.
So nah, these two, they came early, but my prank ain't work.
I don't know, I'd be so excited to get here. I'll probably get here 10 minutes early.
Y'all be having me on time sometimes.
It ain't even work. Y'all made it backfire. But my last one was when I seen Kenny at Disney World. And when he was up there dancing with Mickey Mouse.
Nah, that was funny.
What'd he do?
Man, it just looked like Kenny, man. I just made it. I recorded. I was like, all right, Kenny. But it was the dude up there with he was beside Cinderella and Mickey Mouse.
Disney Prince dude up there dancing.
You seen him?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Craziest prank, man. I got a lot of them on my Instagram and Facebook. I'm going to get to those right after we play this brand new Hot Boy Shaq. Shaq, tell us about this new single, bro.
Hey, man, hot boy, that's just one of them ones to let the world know, let the people know who I am. Like, I am that. I am the hot boy. I am the hot boy of Charlotte. You feel me? So, and then I recorded it in Cali.
No.
So that was my first time in Cali, and that was one of them big songs I did out there in Empire. So it just felt good. You feel me? It was the vibe.
Let's check it out.
Let's
man.
Go.
Like heads on fire. Shot.
Hot boy. He really is a hot boy.
You ain't got no bag. You ain't talking about nothing. You ain't got no bag. You ain't talking about nothing. You be mad. You too funny. You ain't really that way. Nothing. You ain't slung no wine. You ain't thug. You ain't did what I did. Let me pop my ice out my strapped up my clip. Get off my got through my hot boy that too lit. Hot boy that too lit. Hot boy that. Hot boy, that too lit. Hot boy, that too lit. Hot boy, that.
strap up my clean, get off my d**k, I do my sh**, hot boy, that, ooh lit, hot boy, that.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. That's that brand new hot boy Shaq. You gonna get that one tomorrow at the block party. Shaq, you doing that with Lyle tomorrow?
You know it. You know it.
Ain't no limit. Somebody said, can you unblock them off Instagram?
Who is it?
Who?
Who I got blocked? Go ahead. What's their name?
I am 704SFA.
I don't know who that is.
He said, you got him blocked, bro. Please. He said, he needs you.
He must have did something. He must have pulled up wrong in the comments.
Yeah.
Let's keep talking about how big that record is, man. We'll talk about SFA later on, man. We'll holler at you, SFA. All right, big dog.
Get them out of there.
Hey, man, we get ready for the block party tomorrow, man. You're going to get that one live tomorrow. Red Crab is going down 10-224 Perimeter Parkway, right across from North Lake Mall. And, of course, it's all being presented by Healthy Blue North Carolina. So they'll all be gracing the Healthy Blue North Carolina stage tomorrow. It's going to be crazy. Hot Boy Shaq, of course, Lil Jon 4K. And before y'all get up out of here, I know y'all want to give out y'all Instagrams. And I know y'all got this big compilation coming out.
Yes, sir. The Salsa Currency collab tape is
hottest
dropping.
Tape that's going to come out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah, it's album. An album. Don't be stepping on our stuff, Shaq, bro. I told you about that.
It's the hottest album in the world, man, when we drop this. I'm telling you.
Nah, for sure. Shout out Zay the Goat. Shout out Tiani's Rose, man. Shout out King Carter, Sporty Odie.
All these Rev, eggs, Kia.
And, Kia for a fact,
Wait, you know. Wait.
And Darius. Sport, you know.
And Carter. Darius. Are y'all rapping on it?
No, I was about to say.
We left that for YouTube. That's
all. Oh, because
that
can pull up YouTube.
No,
you
don't
want Carter to jump on there. I was in that video.
Yeah, you was in that.
You was in the video?
But this is the thing, though.
Okay.
You know, we here in the exec world at this point. We're here in the exec world.
Every year on King Carter's birthday, I post that video.
I seen it, actually.
I post that video.
That's what's up. what's y'all social media?
Hey, you can follow me, hotboyshaq_ on Instagram. You better come subscribe my YouTube. That's what I really want y'all to come to, too. Hot Boy Shaq, cause you're gonna follow me, man. SCE, we got a whole lot of new stuff coming on, so be at the lookout. Please be on the lookout.
Look, you can follow me at Little Jon 4K. That's LittleJohn 4K. That's on all platforms. And look, I got a prize. I got a present for the first person to follow me right now.
We got something.
I'm talking about on Instagram. I got something for you.
All right. Let me ask you something. Both of y'all got albums out. What's your album out right now?
Taisha, you know.
And all them records we played this morning is there on that. It's on that album.
Yeah, except So was off a different tape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And it's called
what?
The name of the album again?
Oh, Taisha.
Go get it everywhere you download music. Shaq, what's the name of your album?
My latest album is called My Time. That's what I got outside it. I got Hot Boy on there. I got everything. I got some hits on there. For sure.
So y'all go download it today so they can sing along tomorrow.
So y'all
right. Go get them right now.
Word for word. And if y'all want to play it again some time today, do it again.
I got something else for tripping. I got something else for the next person that screenshot my album and DM it to me, message it to me, however you can show it to me. Yeah, I got something for you.
Well, appreciate y'all stepping in the madhouse this morning. It's an honor and it's a pleasure. We'll see y'all tomorrow. We're going to turn all the way up. Noon is the 2, absolutely free. Red Crab, 10-224 Perimeter Parkway. We outside.
Full it's house that time once again for another Power 98 block party. Presented by Healthy Blue. Queen City, stand up. We're taking it to the north side of Charlotte. On Saturday, July 24th from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. The Red Crab Seafood, 10224 Perimeter Parkway. Come hang out with your favorite Power 98 personalities. Games, fun, fitness, something for the entire family. Performing live, Young Pooh.
I mean, chickens and grits. I need a big booty chick. At the Trump pop like blood, we forever tipping.
Special guest, Roscoe Dash.
R-O-S-E-O, we Mr. Shawty, put it on me. Please, I be going.
Also, straight from the foe, Queen City's own Hot Boy Lil Shaq.
We ain't ducking for the smoke, for the outside.
He ain't got no bag, he ain't talking about nothing either. Be mad, you too funny, he ain't really that. That ain't nothing. Lil' John.
Sean 4K.
I wanna make you feel something different.
Elevator J.
Babe, what up, babe? What up, babe? What up, babe?
North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services will be on site administering free COVID vaccines in their mobile. They're helping us with the Bringing Summer Back campaign so we can return back safely to the people, places, and activities we love. It's the Power 98 Block Party. Saturday, July 24th from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Red Craft Seafood. 10224 Perimeter Parkway. Presented by Healthy Blue and Charlotte's number one plug for hip-hop and R&B. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.